Chandu, the magician. Chandu brings you a repeat performance of his mystifying Assyrian money changer trick. Yes, by popular demand, once more you can get this thrilling magic trick for just 25 cents in coin. 1/4 and a White King granulated soap box top, or 3 Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers, mailed to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Listen. You take a penny from your pocket or handbag and lay it on the table. Cover the penny with the mystic ruby block. So coot, you say. Then lift the block. And behold, in place of your penny, there's a silver dime. Here's an amusing pocket trick for you men, an entertaining party trick for you ladies, and a trick with which you boys and girls can mystify all your young friends. Just send a 1/4 and a White King soap box top or 3 Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers to Chandu, Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Send for your money changer tonight. At the hotel in Calcutta, Frank Chandler receives an unexpected visitor, Stuart Blackburn, the British member of the Inner Council. Blackburn has flown out from London at the urgent request of Holkar, an important secret agent who insists that the dreaded organization, Dakuka Phi, has unknown spies in his own household. That night with Blackburn, Chandler and the Regents dine at Holkar's magnificent home. Using a set of delicate old wine glasses and with a medieval tale of poisoning, Chandler sets a trap for the spies. But the man he traps is the treacherous Holkar himself. An hour later, Dorothy, Bob, and Betty hurry down the hotel corridor and open the door of their suite. Chandu, the magician.
Robert, oh, thank goodness you're all right.
Well, why shouldn't I be?
Oh, sit down, Mother. You look positively limp.
Oh, I feel limp.
Where's Frank?
He stopped at the desk. Boy, the East Indian Emily Post sure has different rules about dinner guests.
Oh, Bob, don't. If any of us had tasted that wine...
Well, Mother, Uncle Frank knew there wasn't any poison in our glasses.
Dorothy, what is all this?
That guy tried to poison Uncle Frank and Mr. Blackburn.
What?
Who? Holkar.
That's absurd. He's an agent of the... Well, I shouldn't have said that.
Well, it can't make any difference now. He's dead.
Nevertheless,
And you know what, Daddy? Uncle Frank knew all the time it was going to happen.
Yeah, that was pretty sharp. Rigging it up with the orchestra to play a note high enough to break the glasses. He scared those guys right out of their turbans.
Well, I'm surprised at that. It must be the oldest trick in the world.
Well, it was the story he told that frightened them so. He said the glasses had been made for a ruler who was afraid of being poisoned, and they exploded whenever poison was put in them.
Oh, what nonsense.
But can you imagine how those guys felt? Uncle Frank kept stalling and stalling about drinking the toast. And then that high note and bingo! Wine all over, servants running. You should have been there.
The strangest thing about it was that only those 2 glasses broke.
Well, you see, Dorothy, the...
Robert, did Lal Singh come back?
Come back? Well, he hasn't been here at all, Frank.
It must have been when you were out. If you'd stopped at the desk, you'd have got his message.
I haven't been out.
The desk clerk said Lal Singh came up here and found no one in.
Well, he must have had the wrong room number. Why, that's the second time it's happened today.
Well, I didn't know that, Dot.
Well, that's right, you weren't here. Well, Mr. Blackburn telephoned after he saw our names on the register.
He thought he was talking to you, Uncle Frank.
But Blackburn knows my voice.
Frank, if he had the wrong room number when he telephoned, why should he come to the right door?
He didn't have the wrong number, Robert. He was connected with the wrong room.
And someone said he was you?
I think so.
Why? Even if Mr. Blackburn thought he was talking to you, he wouldn't say anything confidential over the telephone.
Well, it'd be worth trying.
I don't get it.
If it didn't happen today, it might happen another time, Bob.
It sounds precisely like Max Bowden.
Roxor? Dad, he's got an accent you could slice off and fry.
Frank, who knows your voice well enough to fool a man you've known for years?
I wonder. If you weren't leaving Calcutta tomorrow, we'd move to another hotel.
What for, Uncle Frank?
Someone on the hotel staff's in on this.
How do you like that?
I'll just run up and tell Blackman so it can't happen again. His room's on the next floor.
But if the man's that convincing, what's to prevent him calling London or even Washington and pretending he's you?
Nothing, Dot. Until I find out who he is, and I haven't had much time to do that.
He must be one of Roxor's men, Frank.
I don't know. It may be someone who doesn't even know what he's doing.
You sound like he was a guy Dr. Shaw put the hex on.
I'm beginning to think it's Lal Singh.
Frank, his voice isn't in the least like yours.
And anyway, he said you told him he didn't have to be afraid of Dr. Shaw anymore.
He was under Dr. Shaw's influence for a long time. If he happened to meet him, well...
You think he came here to ask you for help and someone told him we were all away?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, that's dreadful.
Uncle Frank, Dr. Shaw's in jail in Siam.
No, he's here.
What? Frank?
I saw him this afternoon. And before I speak to Blackburn, I'll just find out where Dr. Shaw is now.
You knew before we left Siam that Dr. Shaw was coming to Calcutta, didn't you?
Well, yes, Dot, but I had to come here. I was going to put you on a plane as soon as we arrived.
Oh, if we'd got a plane in Bangkok, we could have been home by this time.
Or you might have been grounded somewhere in Indonesia.
Well, I'd rather be there than here with Dr. Shaw and Roxor and poisoners. At least you could have told us.
Now, what good would that have done?
Hey, Babs, they sound the way you and I do when we get into a hassle, don't they?
They do, kind of.
I'd forgotten what a little spitfire you used to be, Dorothy.
Oh, I always lose my temper at the wrong time.
You know, the thing that astonishes me is that you have any temper to lose.
Astonishes you? What does that mean?
Well, after what you went through in Siam, you might be crouching in corners, screaming.
Yes, that would be a great contribution to family life.
You see what I mean, Robert?
Very well. She's a marvel.
Thank you both. Well, now that you've made me feel thoroughly ashamed of myself, what about Dr. Shaw?
All I said was that I'm going to see where he is.
Well, but how can you? He may be staying with friends.
If that guy's got friends, I bet they've all got three heads. Uncle Frank could start with the museums.
Well, I hope it won't come to that.
Oh, Daddy's never seen you work the crystal.
Seriously, Frank, can you locate Dr. Shaw by looking into a crystal ball?
I hope so. You can look with me if you like.
Well, then it's a scientific fact.
Just wait till you see, Dad.
Frank, what am I to do? Concentrate my mind on Dr. Shaw?
No, Robert. Nothing. Just watch.
Why, it seems incredible. Ah, that uncanny sound. I did hear that in Sumatra, remember?
Can you see the picture beginning to form?
By George, yes. An East Indian house.
Frank, isn't it Holkar's house?
Yes. I thought we didn't get all those fellows, and this proves it.
There's Roxor.
What?
Sitting next to that Hindu. See him, Daddy?
What? Yes. I can't believe it, but...
Oh, there's Dr. Shaw.
That Hindu must have reported to Shaw as soon as the police were out of the house.
Well, there's one good thing. That guy's not Lal Singh.
No. Now he's a bearer, a servant. Shaw's put one of those metal bands on his arm.
Oh, look at Roxor's face. Of all the... Oh, his eyes.
This is why he came to Calcutta. For a demonstration of Shaw's experiments. Listen.
Before 1 hour, I going hotel Great Eastern, room of Regent, sir.
Is that Regent?
Not climbing tree before sir sleeping. Going in at window, making bracelet tight on Saab's arm.
For Pete's sake.
Leaving knife on table. Going from window without sound. Salam, Saps.
Well, that's that.
Hey, that guy's coming here.
The crystal's dark. I still can't believe it.
Oh, Robert.
I mean, it's unbelievable that Frank can control such a force.
But, Daddy, weren't you listening to what that man said?
Yes, yes, yes. But, Frank, if this ability can be acquired by scientists, for instance, it could change the course of history.
Yes, except that...
Oh, for heaven's sake, Robert. Don't you realize what will happen if that man fastens one of those metal contacts to your arm?
Yeah, Dad. You'll just walk around like a zombie.
Oh, nonsense. It's obviously a form of hypnosis, and no one can be hypnotized without his consent.
It's more than hypnotism, Robert. It's a combination of magnetic attraction and, well, what Hindus call asura, all the forces of evil.
Frank, go down and see about getting Robert another room so that man can't find him.
No, let him come. It'll be very interesting.
Daddy, you can't. He's going to bring a knife. He might kill you.
You all behave as if I were a child playing with matches.
Well, we've all seen these dreadful things before. Please, Robert.
I know what I'm doing, Dorothy.
Robert, you didn't see Lal Singh when we found him in that laboratory of Dr. Shaw's. He would have done anything Shaw told him. Anything.
Well, I shan't.
Robert,
you can't frighten me out of it, Frank.
Very well. It's up to you.
Frank, you're out of your mind.
Well, what do you suggest, Dot? Tying him in his chair?
No, but...
Dorothy, until someone discovers how to combat this sort of thing scientifically,
I don't know what you're saying.
There is one thing I'm going to insist on, Robert.
What's that?
That I be in the room, too.
Oh, no. If there's a second person, the fellow may not come in.
He has to come in. If there's a fire in the street on the way, he'll walk through it. If the window's closed, he'll come through the glass. And whatever Shaw told him to do with that knife will be done.
I see. Well...
Are you still going through with it?
Certainly.
Oh, Robert.
All right, then. We'd better set the stage. Come along. You'll be here before we know it.
You asked for it, so here it is. Back by popular demand. Once more, Chandu offers you his amusing and mystifying magic trick that changes pennies into dimes. Chandu will send you this Assyrian money changer for just 25 cents, just a quarter, and a White King granulated soap box top, or three Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers, mailed to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Listen. You lay a penny on a table in plain sight. You cover the penny with the mystic ruby block, the money-changing block. So coot, you say. Now take away the block. The penny has disappeared, and you see a bright silver dime instead. Do the trick over and over and over. Your friends will never catch on. Send for your money-changer trick right away. Mail a quarter... and a White King soap box top, or three Sierra Pine toilet soap wrappers to Chandu, Chandu, Los Angeles 21. You'll get your money changer by return mail, postpaid. Chandu the Magician is produced and directed by Cyril Armbruster. The makers of White King invite you to listen Monday at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.